It's only April, and already a big superhero movie is set to dominate the box office. The first blockbuster of the year is no doubt going to be this week's Captain America, The Winter Soldier, a sequel to 2011's The First Avenger. When we left Captain America / Steve Rogers, he'd just helped the Avengers win the battle for New York and was serving with the government spy agency, SHIELD. Now, back in Washington, D.C., Rogers' latest case has him teaming up with the agency director, Nick Fury, a pretty good Samuel L. Jackson, and fellow crime fighter, Natasha Romanoff, a.k.a. Black Widow, the always beautiful but not always expressive Scarlett Johansson. The agents are off to see about the counterintelligence agency, STRIKE, who've taken hold of Steve's best friend, the Winter Soldier, and turned him into an assailant. But wait, could the terrorism that Captain America is fighting be coming from some other source? This film turns considerably darker than the first Captain America film, and I don't think that's a bad thing. The characters are given more edge and dimension. They almost seem more like 1970s government agents than cartoony comic book superheroes. Even Robert Redford shows up for a small part as a member of the World Security Council. This was homage to his All the President's Men days. Don't worry, you Avengers purists. If you're worried that this film is steering away from the formula, you shouldn't. We get all the explosions and CGI and bad wisecracks that we got from the previous films. We get hints of sexual tension between Captain America and Black Widow, which no doubt will be further explored in the next sequel. Really, the only thing missing here is the rest of the Avengers cast. And even then, Iron Man, the Hulk, and Thor were all repeatedly discussed. And we even get a last-minute cameo from Falcon. If this film hadn't had some darker plot twists and the legendary Redford in it to add some pizzazz, I would have just called it another formulaic notch on the Avengers series belt. But for the millions who obsess over this franchise, that notch would have been more than welcome. For KRWG, this is Jack Fields with the Weekly Film Review.